School districts in much of upstate New York are on track to reopen in September under the criteria outlined on Monday by Governor Andrew Cuomo. But not all parents are ready to send their kids back to the classroom, and in some cases, students' medical histories prevent it. WXXI's Beth Adams talked to one family that has found another option that does not involve homeschooling.
Tyler Nichols is ready to start his sophomore year of high school. He's looking forward to it, especially because it would mean he can be around kids his own age for the first time in several months.
I'm the person who likes just seeing people every day.
But school this year does not mean a return to Avoca High School in Steuben County, where he lives. That's not possible for the 14-year-old. He appears perfectly healthy, but has a complicated medical history. Tyler has survived about 70 surgeries and procedures, including bowel, liver, and pancreas transplants when he was 3. He is also missing a spleen and takes immune-suppressing medications so his body doesn't reject his donated organs. What's more, his veins are scarred from the treatments he's received, so if he ever got COVID-19 and was hospitalized, it would be hard to administer IVs.
And unfortunately, even if they were to come up with a vaccine, it will be a live vaccine, which means he wouldn't be eligible to receive it either.
That's Tyler's mom, Lisa Nichols. She says there's no way he can safely enter a school building during the pandemic. Nor does she see at-home learning as a viable option. Nichols says Tyler, who is normally an eager student, lost interest in school in the last 4 months.
He just kind of stopped caring and didn't feel the motivation to put in the effort.
Tyler says it was confusing to try to absorb lessons without classroom instruction.
I think when we were online schooling, I was being kind of robbed of an education because it wasn't standard and it wasn't typically what we would have been learning because the teachers all had to rush things into certain areas.
So, with remote learning and in-school classes both off the table, the family found a third choice. Tyler is now enrolled in the Walden Project, a one-year independent learning program for high school students that takes place mostly outdoors and in groups of 15 or fewer students.
There was one guideline that said, try to circulate as much outdoor air into your learning environment as possible. And I just had to laugh because that's all we have is outdoor air.
Andy Webster is director of the program and one of its teachers. He says he's heard from a number of families looking for alternatives for their kids this fall.
My phone's been ringing off the hook with inquiries about what our program is.
The Walden Project is based at Cumming Nature Center in Naples, which is operated by the Rochester Museum and Science Center. Students spend time in the woods studying traditional high school courses like English, math, and social studies. They also have discussions based on the philosophies of Henry David Thoreau. Even though the outdoor classroom already lends itself to social distancing, Webster says they're taking additional precautions. For instance, an outdoor sink will be installed in the woods. It has a foot-powered pump that connects to a hose and a 5-gallon bucket of water.
To not, like, promise that we're going to suddenly make it impossible for your kid to get COVID, but to more just be like, everything that the scientists and the health experts are saying is that, you know, fresh air and small groups is better, and that's what we do.
And Nichols is okay with that. She says she wants what's best for Tyler, and she's trying to balance his social, emotional, and academic needs with his health.
There's really no 100% fail-proof safe thing. So for us, this is the safest thing that also allows a medically fragile child to resume some sense of normalcy.
The Walden Project rents space from Cumming Nature Center, but the two entities are exploring a more formal partnership. Cumming also offers a forest school for students between the ages of 4 and 12. That program is expanding this fall to 4 days a week. For WXXI News, I'm Beth Adams.